Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Just terrific. And yourself, Jill?
I am just I'm overcoming negativity, huh? And speaking of which, no, seriously, how can you overcome negativity in your workplace?
Well, the business, the magazine that I read, Business Management, had a great article about the negativity. And, we've all been through it, and I've been through it. One of the people who worked for me, one of the senior people who worked for me, was full of negativity, and that really, really hurt several departments in my group when I was running Havas. Anyway, so the negative attitude that starts with just one employee obviously can easily affect the whole department or company. If it's not reined in, 90 quickly, when it becomes this prevalent, you may experience some of the following thoughts. Number one, negativity is a barrier to positive change. Negativity blocks productivity. Negativity kills morale, which further reduces productivity. And of course, productivity thoughts are generally self-fulfilling. Therefore, the chances of failure occurring in a department or a company steeped in negativity are greater. So let's talk about some of the red flags, okay, the obvious red flags. So these are the common signs you need to look for as a boss and boss, owner, supervisor. Increased complaining, number one, negativity. Focus on why things cannot be done instead of moving forward and saying, you know what, we'll get it done. Lack of hope that things can or will get better. Normally, positive people exhibit a typical negative behavior. This you've seen as have I. Inability to cope with growth or downsizing or a merger. That happens so many times now. Excessive need to control and the tendency to blame rather than solve the problem that we see a lot of too. So these are the some of the red flags, Jill, that you need to look out for. So here are some tips that we all want to hear about for when you must confront an employee whose negative behavior is affecting the department, the company, or maybe other workers. So, one, do be conscious of getting drawn into the employee's negative mindset. Listen to her points, his points, but don't temper your own realistic optimism. Avoid getting into an argument. Negative individuals thrive on the negative energy of these arguments. So point out areas of agreement when possible in order to build rapport and obviously change the attitude. Okay. Be prepared to make tough choices. Sometimes you have to pick and choose your own battles and realize it's not realistic to win them all. You can't, nor is it necessary. Do keep you cool. Yeah, this is a tough one when you're dealing with a negative employee with a negative attitude. So your negative or angry attitude will only escalate the employees, which will prevent you from communicating effectively and being productive, which you want to be as a boss. Do spell out the consequences of negative behavior, such as, we're talking about decreased morale, stress that all employees are held to a high degree of professionalism. And do get to the root of the problem, the issue at hand, by asking plenty of good questions with that good attitude and good look on your face. And, force the employee to be specific and to support her or his negative contentions. Do try role playing as the employee to put herself, himself in your shoes and pretend that she has been asked to resolve the problem. That way, you will have the employee contribute her ideas for the best possible solutions. And a couple more for you to think about. Do use I, in quotes, I statements instead of you statements. You won't be perceived as launching a personal attack or becoming confrontational. Be a listener. Listen very carefully. Use your active listening instead of wanting to speak again. Active listening to ensure that you're understanding the employee correctly. And finally, you know, do empower employees. Stop the victim mentality from forming. Allow employees to take responsibility for some really good events so they can make them happen again. And for the bad events, so they have a problem to change them or avoid them in the future. So, okay, so that's some of the do's. So let's talk about, you know, what not to do, how to encourage negativity. So there are certain actions which managers take that will only encourage negative behavior, okay? And we've all seen it. Let me give you some do's and make sure you avoid the don'ts, okay? Don't shower the negatives with lots of attention. You're only rewarding bad behavior. The negative employees, don't spend a lot of time with them. Don't stop asking them to pitch in and do tasks outside their normal job descriptions. Otherwise, you're also punishing the positive or less vocal employees by handing them, the extra work to them. Okay. Don't lower your expectations of them. A negative attitude does not necessarily mean a poor performer. Don't correct them less often. In order to avoid dealing with the attitude, employees can't be inspected to change for the better if they're not asked to. Don't allow negative employees to commiserate without any interventions. You know, managers must strive to prevent the negativity from spreading. And the last thing I want to discuss with you and our listeners, don't allow employees to get bored or complacent. A negative attitude develops easily when there's nothing to look forward to. That's very important. Actually, I had dinner last night with a former employee and her husband. She was the consumer product head. Brilliant, quite brilliant. Some of our commercials won the commercial of the year. And, you know, I kind of discussed what I was going to do today on the radio show. She fully agreed. But the thing she added was, what we did, if you cannot fix the negativism with employees, you just have to move on and let them go. And we did have that. You know, I mentioned before there was a senior person who worked for me, great with clients, but terrible with the people who reported to him. And we had to let a lot of people go. Didn't let him go because clients refused to work with anyone else that loved him because he was so smart. So anyway, so that's basically it. Getting rid of the negativism.
All right. Can we define what is the, in a business context, what is the definition of negativity?
I don't like the people around me. The task I've been handed, I need more than one person under me to get this done. The boss is an idiot. You know, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. That's a negativity. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean a poor performer, as I mentioned before, but it's a negative attitude. I don't like the client. I really don't like the people around me, and the CEO really doesn't get it.
All right.
That's negativity.
All right. Just because sometimes negativity is defined as sort of more emotionally. This is actually in a business sense. It's what used to be called a troublemaker.
Yeah. Right.
But has been renamed as as negativity, and yeah. those I dare say that in many situations when you are dealing with lots of different people and there's, you know, when you throw in the social media component where it's almost de rigueur to be difficult.
For our listeners today, you know, the question is, have you ever felt you've been treated unfairly in the past, and why? Why were you treated unfairly, and how did you handle it? I mean, I hope this show helped a little bit about how to handle it. But, you know, how did you handle it? How did you react? Did you want to quit? Of course, nowadays, very different than the days that I was growing up in industry. Millennials, you know, they leave their job in a month. They don't hang around. I worked for, you know, the pharmaceutical company for 18 years and ran Havas for 15. That was basically it after my service in the Army. But now it's a whole other thing. You know, millennials don't like the person next to them, don't like their offices. You know what? They're out of there. They quit. Life is very, very different. Very different now about how negativity is handled by the millennials. But that's a whole other show, too. We can talk about that.
And at some point, I think that we should. Thank you very much, Sandra Flum, Leader's Edge.
Have a wonderful day.